Wishing you a really lovely Friday, and I hope you have a great weekend ahead. Today we are moving into another teaching around spiritual practices. So you'll be seeing every week that I've been kind of giving you the integration process teaching and then the spiritual practice teaching because they go hand in hand with each other. And whilst I taught the class last Sunday and to talk a lot about this, I wanted to make, Tuesday's teaching was around kind of filling that gap between where you are and where you want to be. And then today is around spiritual practices. Both of those I did talk about in the class, but I feel as standalone teachings, they're very important for me to do as well. So, on Sunday night in the class, we spoke about spiritual practices actually being one of the ways to bridge that gap between the place where we are and where we feel this distance of the all we desire being out there in that far distant land of the potentials of everything that exists for us somewhere there. And obviously on Tuesday, if you've listened to the teaching, I spoke about kind of trying to magnetize yourself towards yourself to fill the gap of what you think would happen in your life if your desire kind of came true, or like the thing that you really wanted showed up for you. And I think one of the ways that we can begin to magnetize towards ourselves is through these very deep spiritual practices. So on Sunday night, we were doing some really beautiful practices with the flower ritual, with the creative drawing, a strong visualization, and me also talking a lot about expansion and reminding us all, myself included, of the expansive energy that exists within us and around us. And as I said on Sunday, and if you listen to the replay and do those practices, you may feel that expanded energy too. I asked people, did they feel a shift? Did they feel in an expansive space while we were doing that? And the answer that most people gave was yes, that they did. And what that's really showing us is that when we're in a moment of a very deep spiritual practice, we automatically, naturally, without even trying, we just start lining up with a very in sync energy. That Zen feeling, that peacefulness that we all wish to experience 24/7, but it's not possible. We go over to that aligned place. And when we talk about magnetizing to ourselves, my God, we really do. Instead of us being out of ourselves, we're so in our body. We're so present in ourselves. We're so connected to that expansive energy that we hold seriously within ourselves, especially as women. The power we hold is unreal, okay? We just don't even really know it. And the reason why those spiritual practices get us to do that is because we're stopping for a moment. We're switching off from the madness and the craziness of life and the mundane energy, and we're shifting. You're literally shifting from one energetic body into another. You're shifting from being out of yourself and being back into yourself. You're shifting from busyness and maybe routine into something really different. And imagine if we were in a spiritual practice every single day. Imagine we could just do everything that lights our soul up. And those moments became more than just an hour and a half class. They became how we lived. Now, I don't think it's possible for us to live in a state like that 24/7, like I was saying, because we have to go through the dark and the shadows of life to evolve and to understand ourselves more. But I absolutely do think we can live in an expanded space more often. And the way that we get there is through the practices. I did a reading on Monday, and when the girl came onto the call, I just, as I do at the start of every reading I do, I say, sit back in the chair, let's clear off the day. I get them to take three long, deep breaths in and out. I guide them through that, get them to keep their eyes closed and focus in on what they desire, what they came to the reading for, what they're hoping to get guidance on as I shuffle the cards. And one of the girls that I, or women I should say, that I read for was in a very, very busy life. She had loads of children, full-time job, and was just living in a state of kind of continuous sustained chaos, as she called it herself. And when I said to her about small things she could do, now I wasn't talking about spiritual practices and abundant energy and expansion and all, because she needed basic stuff to just get her kind of over this chaotic place that life had brought her to. I asked her in the time that we had done the breathing in and breathing out for probably 30 seconds, had it made any difference? And she said, yeah. She said before she'd come into the room, she had been chasing one of her kids, helping the childminder get the child ready. She was sweating. She had also had been on a call for work before that, and everything was really ugh. And then when she took that minute or half a minute to just sit and come into the session, she could feel something shift. And the reason I asked her that is because I was trying to let her know, I could see her body shift actually while I was watching her on the screen in Zoom. But like, is that, that was literally half a minute. And they are the practices that we can do that shift us into that expanded space. So we will say, oh, but sure, I'm not going to change my life by breathing for 3 minutes. I'm not going to change my life for breathing for 1 minute. Like, what difference is that going to make? Actually, it's over time that makes a massive amount of difference. It even makes a difference in that moment. And when you do a spiritual practice in that moment, you feel the immediate result of that. You feel your body and your soul responding to that. So I just wanted to share that around the practices and kind of the importance of them, the benefit of them, the necessity of them, and how magnetizing to your own energy can come in that minute, you know. Like before I recorded this, I was sitting here doing some other work, and I have a piece of music I listen to, and it really like just makes me feel really expansive. And I was listening to that before I did this recording because, you know, when I need clarity on what to record or where I need an idea and I have to come back into myself because I've had a busy day today, it just helps centers me. And then I'm ready to go and record the teaching and think about what I want to say, and it all flows. Well, before I had listened to the music, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to say in the teaching. I wasn't really sure. I kept, you know, oh, I'll do this or I'll say this or whatever. And it has all just flowed out of me. So this is what I'm trying to kind of give an example of around the importance of spiritual practices. More importantly, the expansion that lives when you're in that space. So I hope that helps. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.